Kyle and Jackie O's.
I've got a fear.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, Robert Irwin joins Julia Morrison. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That kicks off on TV Sunday night, Channel 10 and 10 Play. And to celebrate, what we're doing, Jackie, is putting people to the task to face their fears. If they succeed, they get $5,000 in cash.
Yeah.
Now, you're a fearful woman. You get scared of the cockroaches.
Just the cockroaches and spiders.
It's a real thing for you.
Oh, yeah. The cockroaches is a real fear.
The other day, a woman came in to face her fears of snakes. We put her in a coffin.
Oh, she was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Put a few more snakes on top.
Yeah.
She got her $5,000. Fear over.
So today, it's Abby. She's 25, and she has a fear of clowns.
Oh,
I've never understood that fear.
Well, it's the same weirdness as I don't understand you freaking out. I mean, going postal about cockroaches.
That's true.
One little cockroach and you just freak. The rest of us, we don't care.
Yeah. Like, and I also have a fear, a weird fear of anything that swings. So, like,
that could be a problem for a single woman. So, you know swingers.
I can't see swinging things.
Like, what do you mean?
Like a pendulum swinging. Like, so if
well, lucky they're not around that much.
Grandfather clock.
No, really? Grandfather clock's fine. It's when something is hanging from a ceiling and it starts swinging. So, like a punching bag, a light fixture that's on like a rope and starts swinging in the breeze, in a park.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know why, but I can't look at it because my stomach curdles. Like I'm on, it's such a like horrible feeling to watch it. I've got to turn away. So when I used to swing Kitty at the park on a swing, I'd have to time it with my eyes closed when she'd be coming to me and push her again because I couldn't have my eyes open. what a whack mum, hey?
Did she ever fall out of the swing due to the...
Yeah, one day I just heard screams and apparently I pushed her way too far.
Oh, and you opened your eyes and she was on the ground.
I'm joking. But yeah, it's stuff like that. It's an odd fear. And a ceiling fan. I can never put ceiling fans on because even if they wobble just a little bit and they're not fixed like really securely... I lay in bed just thinking I'm going to die. Like, that's it. I'm going to die.
You think that's going to come off and cut your face off?
Yes, I do. And I have a feeling that might be where the phobia started from when I was a little girl and our ceiling fan was perhaps not fixed as well as it should be. So,
it was one of those real wobblers?
Yeah. Even you just saying that now, that's my stomach just went. Yeah.
God, you're lucky you're very good looking because you've got a lot of things that are against you.
It doesn't really, like, come into my life that much where it's a problem, you know?
But even if the ceiling fan fell down on you, you wouldn't die.
No.
Like, you'd
barely
be hurt.
No, I know. I'm aware of that. Like, the other day, because I have these light fixtures over the dining tables, there's three of them, and they're just on a thin rope. They dangle down.
Power cord, you'll find
a
that.
Power
it's
cord.
Not a rope.
Yeah.
It's not the 18th century.
And so just opening the doors, there was a breeze coming in, and they started swinging. I had to close everything up. I couldn't do it. Like,
you're a mad woman, really.
So that one does affect me. But
isn't it weird? It's taken me like 23 years to unpack all the crazy behaviour.
Yeah, we all have craziness in us,
I have anything like that in my... I'm not scared of anything. I can't think of anything I'm scared of.
Yeah, you are. What was it the other day I realised you were scared of?
No,
it was something else.
I don't like snakes. I'm not petrified.
Well, why don't you come skydiving with me then?
Because I don't like to do anything where you
could die.
Your chances
that's
of
a fear.
Death.
That's fear.
But I'm telling you, your light bulb blowing in the breeze, there's no death there. They're very different. Like, that would be very weird
and
to
I'll,
die from that.
I'll readily admit it's an irrational fear.
So this woman who's coming in, scared of clowns. Now, this happens a lot. A lot of people are scared of clowns.
Yes, it must be from that It movie, do you reckon?
She probably would never have... Let's bring the girl in and ask.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Abby.
Okay, here, bring Abby in, guys, please. Here's Abby, guys. Yeah, here she comes. No need for a clap or a round.
Oh, come on, clap her in, everybody.
Why bother?
She's about to face a fear. How bad's the fear, Abby?
I'm petrified.
Are you?
And I've been sitting there and I...
You know you're facing your fear. You're already quite nervous about it. Can I ask?
So the fear for me, right, with the cockroach is its erraticness. They fly at me.
Yeah.
They don't, by the way. They just...
They do. They
no,
do.
I get that.
Yes. So what is the fear with a clown?
I think it's more the... like scariness of like if you go into a haunted house or something like that, and then it's the jump scares with them
Something's
and the creepiness,
right.
And then the movie It.
You watched that?
So did you watch that?
No, so my boyfriend tried to make me watch it.
Oh, he sounds nice.
Yeah, so lovely of him.
Trying to help you overcome it.
Did you already have the fear at that point?
Kind of, yeah, but I think that then just made it worse.
Has your boyfriend ever dressed up as a clown to have sex?
No.
Because there's no way better than getting over a fear than having sex with a clown.
I don't want sex with a cockroach.
What about a guy in a cockroach outfit?
No, not even.
What about a really hot Bondi Rescue looking guy in a cockroach outfit?
No, I don't think it depends how realistic the cockroach suit is. So what happened then? You're watching this movie, you try.
And then it's just the creepy, like, the guy's there and he's got the balloon and and then I'll just have nightmares for today. So probably after this I will have nightmares tonight.
So we're in a new studio, lucky for you, which means we can make this creepy now.
Yeah.
We can start to set the scene here.
Yeah.
So we've got screens all around us, as you know, floor-to-ceiling screens everywhere.
So the clown will be on the screen, is that what you're saying?
There will be that, but then real clowns will be coming in. So let's set the scene now.
Okay.
To make it just a little bit more creepy and funhouse and circusy.
Oh, instantly, even I'm a bit... Oh,
it's the
music.
It's creepy music. Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, look behind you, Jackie.
Oh, shit, there's a clown.
Oh, even I'm scared of that, I got to say.
That clown look, it's been on the meth pipe. Look at the teeth on the bastard.
Oh, look, is that the kind of clown?
Creepy clown.
Now, by the way, for you to win the $5,000, you cannot close your eyes or run out of the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
No closing of the
eyes. So we're going to get you to come sit over there in that chair.
Okay, off you go. She has a different mic. You got the little Madonna mic on now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're feeling all right? Just turn around there and look at that clown on the big screen. Does that bother you? Are you good with the... Because it's not here in real life.
No, it's still creepy. They'll still... Like, if I close my eyes, I'll see that.
Okay, can you frost the glass windows, please, guys? I'm going to block you out, Brooklyn, and block all the producers out.
We'll do.
We're frosting up the glass. There we go. Fire it up. All right, that's the wrong button. That's the light switch.
I don't know if I'm imagining that it's starting to frost over. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's gone. Okay. Yeah. All right, are you ready to bring in the clowns?
Yeah.
Bring in.
Ready as
and
a
we'll
ready.
Start the clock. 60 seconds, last, you get $5,000.
You've got to, if you've had too much before the 60 seconds, you've got to yell out, I've got a fear, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Very similar to the I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bring in the clowns, ladies. Here they come. The clown. Oh, they're all creepy.
No.
Look at the girl clowns. The freakiest.
Oh, shit.
Don't close your eyes.
No escape from us, though.
Right in her face.
No.
Oh, look at the breath on that one.
No.
With me.
Okay, bring your on. Oh, no, that one couldn't come.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Out you go.
Strike the clowns, everyone. Unfrost the windows.
Oh, man.
Babe, you did it. How easy was that?
$5,000.
Nice work. $5,000 thanks to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Start Sunday night, Channel 10 and 10 Play. You nailed it. That wasn't that hard, right?
Oh, no.
You're right.
You are shaking.
You're really shaking.
That's right. $5,000.
Your boyfriend's
outside.
$5,000,
you can do anything.
He's outside pissing himself laughing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he knows it's crazy behavior, all this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well done. He put me into this, so.
Yeah. Oh, is he the one that nominated it? Right. Yeah.
He's out there with Pedro. Would you think she'd panic more, or is she all right?
Nah, she wasn't too bad, to be honest, but I think $5,000 would be going towards therapy.
Yeah, it should be, you know. But I did cockroach therapy and it didn't do anything. So don't waste your money.
Is that even a real thing, cockroach
therapy? No, well, a therapist came in to...
It just goes to show those therapists are full of shit. They'll take anyone's money.
Well, this one was not really like your average therapist, I don't think. But anyway. Yeah, don't waste your money. Just go and spend it and have fun where there's no clowns. Thank you so much, Abby.
Let the countdown begin Sunday night, Channel 10 and 10 Play. There you go. Cure another fear.
Okay, guys, coming up shortly.
Maybe if a clown had a chainsaw, it'd be a bit more scary.
Yeah, like the one we have at the haunted house at the Easter show.
The guy that chases
the children. That's a clown, right?
Yeah, that's
is
a half.
Is he a clown or is
clown,
he something?
Half zombie.
Yeah. We got 5 in 10, your chance to spend $500 at Kogan, and Michael Bublé a little bit later zooming
in. Oh, exciting. Y'all been great.
Thank you so much.
Kyle and Jackie O.